Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
Right turn on red at that intersection is illogical and certainly not required.
But it's understood that you will turn right on red in as much as it's the most expedient way to get to where you want to go.
It still doesn't justify that man exhibiting such rude behavior toward me. Oh, hello, Dad.
Oh, good afternoon, Eugene. Hi, Katrina.
Hi, Leonard. How was your day?
Well, I almost finished the newspaper crossword puzzle. Mm. Oh, isn't there anything I can do for you? I've been sitting around this house for weeks.
You could do laundry.
I did it.
Oh, thank you.
And I grouted your tub as well.
Well, you didn't have to do that.
I'm just trying to earn my keep.
But you shouldn't feel guilty about staying with your family.
I wouldn't feel guilty at all if I weren't here night and day eating your food and using your heat.
Well, you can leave the house whenever you want, Dad.
No, I can't.
Now, I don't believe the danger is as imminent as you seem to think.
Dalton is out there. If he sees me, he won't hesitate to recapture me. I can't take the chance. I have to stay here.
Then I'm not sure I can alleviate your feelings of claustrophobia.
Well, don't you have any research I could do for you? Any science projects you're developing?
Not at present.
That's what I was afraid of.
But I do have philanthropic projects on which you could help.
I've seen your philanthropic projects. I don't think I'd be much help cleaning sewers.
Well, maybe you can graduate to that. We'll see how you did on the bathtub.
Oh, that's very good, Katrina. You're a pistol, just like Eugene's mother.
We don't clean out sewers per se. Metaphorically speaking, we enable people to clean out their own sewers.
Oh, really? I mean, aren't there already people in this town who can be called upon to clean out sewers?
Well, then let me give you a non-metaphorical example.
Oh, please.
A few weeks ago, Hand Up worked with an organization called Christmas for the Children to encourage people to bring in packages full of toys for children overseas who don't have such things.
Yes?
In fact, I'm sending a shipment directly to the Ashanti village in Africa.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad they're getting something for Christmas. Those people have so little.
Precisely. And that's why I'm doing it.
I see.
Well, I'm sorry you don't see the value in that.
Oh, I do. It's just that nothing. I've just had too much time to think, I suppose.
Well, if you want something to do, you can fill out paperwork.
Oh, yes, that would be helpful.
What paperwork?
Well, for Christmas for the Children, to ensure that the shipment gets to the desired place. Just fill all of this out and put my name on the bottom.
Well, I can do that.
Wonderful.
Then I'll start the dusting.
Is that a metaphor?
Oh, no. The tops of your bookshelves are filthy.
Ooh. Mr. Whittaker, do you have a permanent marker?
Yeah, I do, in my office.
Oh, very well.
What's wrong?
Oh, nothing.
You have something on your mind, Eugene?
Well, it's simply that, well, as you know, Hand Up helped sponsor a 5K run to benefit multiple sclerosis victims.
Uh-huh.
And so I participated in it yesterday.
Oh, well, good for you.
Yes, I'm actually amazed since I'd never previously run that far.
Yeah.
However, today my legs aren't moving with their customary synchronicity.
Uh-huh. In other words, you can't walk up the stairs.
Precisely.
All right, I'll get the marker for you. Let me just finish making this sundae.
Thank you, Mr. Whittaker.
Uh-huh. So, did you complete the race?
Well, I finished with some assistance.
Someone carried you?
Katrina and Wooten. But only for 1K or two.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Oh, well, hello, Margaret.
Greetings, Mayor Fay.
Well, it's been a long time. What brings you here?
I wish I could say I was here for an ice cream, but unfortunately, it's all business.
Mm.
Eugene, it involves Hand Up.
What's wrong?
There was an article in the Odyssey Tattler today where they interviewed a local garbage man. Apparently, he found a number of packages in the dumpster here at Wit's End. The packages were marked Christmas for the Children. Mm. The Tattler accused your organization of collecting boxes and money from our community and then throwing away the boxes and keeping the money.
Oh.
Miss Fay, aren't you aware that the Odyssey Tattler also printed that you gave birth to a 25-pound alien?
Of course I am. Well, people are so concerned these days with charity fraud. I just need to calm people's fears and give them a logical explanation for the boxes being in the dumpster.
Well, it just so happens there is one. You see, we offered boxes to people who didn't have any. We purchased a higher quantity than we wound up needing, so we simply discarded them. The filled packages were shipped almost a week ago, I think. Perhaps if you'd like more verification, I could give you the phone number of the people I worked with at Christmas for the Children.
Oh, that would be fine. Mm. Just call my office with the number. Thank you, Eugene. I'll be going now, but quit.
Yeah.
One of these days, I will come by just for an ice cream.
Okay, I'll probably be here.
Excellent. Goodbye.
Farewell.
Bye-bye, Margaret.
Well, I certainly hope we've heard the last of this. Is there any way you could get that marker now?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oops. Mr. Whitaker, before you do that, would you mind just getting this spoon? I seem to have dropped it.
Well, it's right there by your feet, Eugene.
Yes, I know.
You can't bend either, huh?
Not successfully.
All right. Here you go, champ.
Thank you, Mr. Whitaker.
Still.
I'm sorry, Katrina. You must understand the humiliation I'm enduring at this moment.
You just need to get in shape before you run a long race again.
I will.
Eugene, your wife is tying your shoes for you?
It's a temporary situation.
Oh, you really have let yourself go academically. Huh? Listen, I found something in the newspaper today. Hmm? Campbell College is looking for an adjunct professor in the computer science department.
Oh, I know. They called
me. Oh, great. What did you say?
Well, I said I wasn't interested.
What? I mean, I know it's not much of a glory position now, but it could lead to other things.
But I have a job, Dad.
Oh, yes, and we're seeing the fruits of that labor now, aren't we?
Huh?
Are you going to need your wife to spoon-feed you next?
What?
Should I get you a bib and a sippy cup?
Leonard!
You should be on my side, Katrina. You know he's better than this. His mother never would have stood for wasted potential, and you shouldn't either.
I don't stand for wasted potential. I happen to believe that what Eugene does is admirable.
What Eugene does should be a hobby, not a life pursuit.
What do you mean they didn't find anything?
Christmas for the Children has no record of any shipments coming from Hand Up or Eugene Meltzner.
But we sent them a week ago. How's that possible?
I don't know, but I need an explanation. If the press gets wind of
I'll clear it up. I'll call Christmas for the Children right now and see what went wrong.
I'll give you until tomorrow. I can't hold off the reporters forever.
Don't worry. There's got to be a rational explanation.
I hope there is.
Dad!
Oh, Eugene!
I need to talk to you.
Are you angry with me?
In a word, yes. I just got off the phone with Christmas for the Children.
Yes?
Apparently, the packages they received from us were not signed by me, but by someone named Gordon Shumway.
Oh, yes, yes. I signed it, Gordon Shumway. I'm sorry, I thought I told you.
No, but why didn't you use my name?
Oh, what difference does it make? It was addressed to the Ashantis. It'll still get there, right?
I had reporters asking me why the packages never got to Chicago.
Sorry.
What would possess you to use a counterfeit name in the first place?
Eugene, how many times have I explained this to you?
What?
I don't want your name out there. Especially on packages that are going to the very village in Africa where I lived.
Unbelievable.
Dalton Kern has resources everywhere. I can't take any chances.
But you've put me in a very poor position.
Well, I'm sorry, I
can't even explain to reporters what truly happened for fear that I would have to tell them about you. Hand Up could lose all of its credibility. It could be ruined.
You You said it yourself, Margaret. You don't believe Eugene is a crook.
I don't. I completely trust everything you said.
Then why can't you vouch for me?
I said I believe you. That doesn't mean I'm going to stick my neck out for you.
Oh.
This was your own fault.
Well, I know, but there must be a solution for calming everyone's fears.
You're going to have to prove that those boxes were filled and made it to Africa. Have you been told when they would arrive?
Well, yes, they're supposed to get to the village on Saturday.
Are any of the people there photographers? They could take pictures and they could email them back.
The Ashantis don't have running water, much less internet access.
Oh, wait, hang on now, everybody. I might have an idea.
Oh?
The EduLink.
Yes.
What's an EduLink?
Well, it's a device we invented that can send live footage of the Ashantis back here to the States.
Perfect.
Everyone could watch their own presence being opened from thousands of miles away.
You think you could set that up by Saturday?
Yes, I can get started immediately.
Okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. We're lighting the Christmas tree at City Hall this Saturday.
Uh-huh.
I'll call Ken Blanchard from Channel 10 and offer him an exclusive report, and we'll watch your video on live TV. I'll have him film the whole thing before the festivities.
Excellent.
It's only going to be excellent if it works. Don't let me down, Eugene.
Oh, hello, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, hi, Leonard. Is Eugene home? We were supposed to meet here.
Oh, he just called and told me he'd be a few minutes late. You can come in and wait for him if you'd like.
Oh, thank you.
Would you like something to drink?
Oh, no, thank you. I'm fine.
All right, have a seat, please.
Yeah.
So, tell me, how did you get into archaeology?
Oh, now you're asking me to go way back. I was always fascinated by ancient history when I was a boy.
Uh-huh.
And I dreamed of finding new worlds, places no one even knew about.
Oh, yes.
And when I got older, I just never lost that desire. So I went into archaeology.
I see.
How about you?
Well, my love for the discipline was much more gradual than that. When I was a boy, I wanted to be a cook.
Unusual choice for a child.
Oh, yes, I was an unusual child. From the third grade to the eighth, my mother allowed me to make our family two or three meals a week. And then in February of my eighth grade year, my father took me aside and told me that I couldn't do it anymore.
You mean cook?
That's right.
Why?
Well, he said I should be doing more valuable things with my life.
He had something against cooking?
Oh, not at all. He simply believed that there were plenty of cooks, but not enough people using their potential to enlighten the world.
And he thought the best way to do that was through archaeology?
No. I came up with that on my own eventually.
Oh.
Do you think my father was wrong, Mr. Whittaker?
Oh, I don't know if I can really speak to that. It sounds like your father had sincere motives. He just wanted you to live up to your potential.
Oh, he did, yes. Do you think I'm wrong? To want my son to live up to his potential?
Oh, not at all.
Then I'm sure you'll understand the lack of enthusiasm that I have toward the direction Eugene's life has taken.
Well, I understand it, certainly, but I think you're wrong if you believe that Eugene isn't living up to his potential.
He's cleaning parks when he could be curing cancer.
Oh, well, he's doing more than that, Leonard.
Oh, yes, I know. He's spreading the gospel of Christ to the far reaches of Odyssey.
Well, that sounds like a noble cause to me.
Oh, yes, I know. My son has said as much. He's done nothing but spout your Christian rhetoric.
Well, we don't see it as rhetoric. We see it as undeniable truths.
I spent a year in the jungles of Africa with people who had faith in gods that didn't really exist. In fact, later those same gods imprisoned them, and it all turned out to be a hoax. Is it any surprise that I don't trust your undeniable truths?
Leonard, you should take a better look at your son. He has so much compassion for people. He's a great influence on the kids around the shop. God is using him in remarkable ways, and for me, that's an undeniable truth.
Yes, I see more influence coming from you than God. I believe you've made him into a robot. I will protect my son, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Whittaker, I was held up and I... Oh, what's happening?
Nothing, Eugene. Let's just go.
Very well.
We'll continue this discussion later, Leonard.
Yes, I believe we shall. You're saying that you'll be able to see the Ashantis at the exact time they're opening their gifts?
Indeed, and the technology is such that you can also speak with them live.
Oh, I would enjoy that.
Then come with me.
Oh, no, I can't.
It'll be dark. You don't have to be seen. I'll be very careful.
There will be media there. Cameras all over the place. It would be suicide to show my face.
Then I suppose you're going to miss it.
Oh. Look, this EduLink. Could you bring it back with you so I could watch my friends?
Actually, I have a second unit. You could watch the live events from here.
Oh, excellent.
I'll get it for you, but then I have to leave. I want ample time to set up. It's very important that everything go perfectly.
All right, that does it.
We're all set up, Mr. Blanchard.
Okay, when the mayor gets over here, I'll need to be able to see both her and you. So, how about we move over here by the statue?
All right.
The mayor is gathering a crowd of people to watch.
Good. Mr. Whitaker, go ahead and turn it on.
Uh-huh. All right.
What?
Why is the picture so distorted?
Well, I can't say. Mr. Whitaker?
Well, I wonder if it's something happening with the unit in Africa.
Oh, dear.
What's going on?
Well, it's so distorted, you can't even tell what's happening.
Oh. Eugene, the press conference is going to start in just a few minutes. You have to present something.
Well, maybe it's our unit.
Perhaps. I have a second EduLink at home. Oh. I'll run back and retrieve it.
No, you stay here and keep working. I'll get it.
Oh, very well. But hurry.
Be right back.
This thing work? Ah. Oh my. It's my friends. They seem happy.
Leonard?
What?
I need that EduLink.
Look at these people. The Ashantis.
Yes. Oh, they're having a good time, aren't they?
Look at the joy in their faces. It's Gobia. And Amon. I've never seen them laugh like that.
That's their son, Kwame.
They have a son!
Yes.
What a precious sight.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying this, but I have to get your EduLink and go to City Hall. The other one isn't working.
What's wrong with it?
Distortion. We can't make out anyone or anything.
What kind of distortion?
The images are twisted, like a Picasso painting.
And you're watching this outside the City Hall?
Yes, I'm sorry. I have to go. The press conference is in a few minutes.
All right. Good luck! Distortion. Wait a minute.
Gathering here at City Hall to witness the 41st annual Christmas tree lighting ceremony. But in a few moments, I'll have a special report right here, live from City Hall, about the Hand Up scandal. Mayor Margaret Fay will make a statement regarding...
That's it! Come on, Eugene. Answer...
Although I am not currently available, if you leave a message, I shall return your call post-haste. Thank you for your kind attention.
Eugene, this is your father. I think I might know what's causing the distortion. Please call. Because I can't go out there. I can't.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us here at City Hall as we ring in the Christmas season with the festive lighting of the tree. It's a tradition started many years ago by our town fathers and ushers in the meaning of the season for us all. Speaking of which, rumors have been circulating the past several days regarding a local philanthropic organization's integrity in regards to Christmas donations. So to answer these questions, I've asked the organization's founder, Eugene Meltzner, to speak. Eugene?
Yes? Right. Hello, Mayor Fay. Very well. I have a device that will show a live feed of the African village to which our packages will arrive in mere moments. This will prove that our organization did exactly what it promised.
Then... can you show it to us?
Oh, I will. I'm just waiting for my wife to come with a vital component.
We're live.
Eugene, show the video feed now.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Mayor Fay. I'd like to introduce to you Mr. John Avery Whitaker, who will make the presentation.
What?
Sorry, Whit, I'm panicking.
Oh, yes, but...
I've got it.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, thank goodness.
I've already turned it on.
Ladies and gentlemen, as noted, you're about to see a live feed from thousands of miles away in the Ashanti village of Africa. The wonders of modern technology will take us now. This will only be a few seconds. I simply have to make some minor adjustments.
I don't understand. It worked in the house. Your father was watching you.
Eugene, what's going on?
Mr. Whitaker, do you have any ideas?
No, I'm sorry, Eugene, I don't.
What do I say to these reporters?
Oh, ask them to be patient.
I apologize for the delay. We're having some technical difficulties.
Here, Eugene, let me.
Dad?
Can I look at it?
You know how to fix an Edgelink?
No, but our equipment in the field had this kind of distortion sometimes. Does anyone know what this statue is made of?
No. What's your point?
Well, can we please move away from it?
Why?
Well, just over here a bit. It may be made from some kind of natural magnet. Lodestone, iron ore, something. I think it's causing the interference.
This is getting embarrassing, Eugene.
Give them a chance.
Let's try it here.
Very well.
Ah! There they are!
Yes, and they have the boxes.
Hey, is that yours? Sure.
So some of you recognize your presents.
I think I see mine. Yes, the little girl has the doll I sent.
It's quite adorable. Very nice gift, Miss Mayer.
Thank you.
Oh, there he goes.
Well, I believe this is conclusive proof that Eugene's organization is above board. I'm so glad we have that cleared up so everyone can sit
back. It looks like you're in the clear, Eugene.
Indeed, Mr. Whitaker. Thanks to my dad. Dad, thank you. Dad? Dad? He's gone. Oh, Dad, you're here. You disappeared. I didn't know what happened.
People started looking at me. A couple of them asked questions.
I see.
I panicked that, that my identity might be leaked to the media. I'm still coming to grips with being here and keeping us protected.
Well, I'm sorry you had to do that.
Oh, that's okay. It was an emergency.
You considered it an emergency to save Hand Up?
Yes.
Well, you've been nothing but critical of my organization since I told you about it. Why did you suddenly decide to save it?
I guess I just needed to see the faces.
Faces? Whose faces?
The people you're helping. I saw those kids on the video. The way they were smiling, enjoying Christmas for maybe the first time in their lives. And my son was responsible for it. In fact, I wouldn't be any more pleased if you had cured cancer. You're doing good things, Eugene.
Well, thank you.
I don't hold the same beliefs that you do. You know that. But I can't argue with those smiles. Which may surprise Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, yes. I heard about your discussion. You're wrong about him, you know.
I suppose I am. And I owe him an apology. He seems like a decent man.
Indeed.
And you? You found your calling. Your voice. And you did it all without your crotchety old dad's input. Imagine that. I'm proud of you.
Oh, Dad, I've been wanting to hear that for a long time.
In Acts chapter 21 and 22, Paul the Apostle spoke to a group of people who wanted to harm him because of the things he was preaching about. But instead of arguing with them, Paul simply told his story, the story about how God changed his life. In today's episode, the one thing that Eugene's father couldn't argue with was how much God had changed Eugene's life, and in turn, how much Eugene was changing other people's lives. As it says in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone. The new has come. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. An Undeniable Truth was written and directed by Marshall Younger. Our sound designer was Gap Digital, with music by John Campbell. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Alexandra Kenworthy, Audrey Wasilewski, and Phil Proctor, with Will Ryan as Eugene. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.